This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
I'm a little annoyed right now because we were, you know, set to have a conversation, and I mentioned it earlier on in our open line, right? About who we would be speaking to in this particular conversation. And yeah, it pulled out last minute, but nonetheless we continue with the discussion. We were set to be speaking to the South African Health Products Regulatory Authority, and just a minute ago. But it happens. It happens nonetheless, and we hope we'll have another opportunity to have a conversation with them. The lines, though, will still remain open for you. 0861-987-000. And you are tweeting us at Seven Gambula and at PowerFM987 using the hashtag Power Perspective. So the Minister of Agriculture, Land Reform and Rural Development, Minister Togo Didiza, wants to pave the way for the industrialization and the commercialization of cannabis as a way to boost the economy. To table this in a budget in Parliament, where the minister said that she was hoping to present the National Economic Development and Labour Council with a cannabis master plan this year. Still, we've already gone beyond that particular point. And so we are looking to unpack in the SAWA what that might look like, what the opportunity is that exists here, and for players in the business. Maybe you're a farmer yourself, you are in the industry or thinking about getting into the business itself. How do we actually do that? I'm joined now on the line by the president of the Black Farmers Association of South Africa, Dr. Lennox Mshaki. Dr. Lennox, thank you for your time. Good evening.
Good evening to you and the listeners.
Let's start there with the intention from the Minister of Agriculture, Land Reform and Rural Development about what the way forward for the commercialization and the industrialization of cannabis might look like.
It is a good strategy, but it's not for black people. The reason I'm saying it's not for black people, where the money is in the medicinal side of it. And that medicinal side has already been given to foreign white companies. And there's a lot of fronting. There's companies in the Western Cape that are fronting with 3% to black people. And on top of that, as you know, our preamble of the Constitution makes it clear that those that were injustice, oppressed, previously disadvantaged, should be prioritized in all government businesses. But when it comes to this, it's a wing of government. SAPRA is a wing of government. SAPRA decided to give licenses to Stellenbosch, your Wellington, all the rich people, you know, are sitting with licenses, they are trading. Black people, there's a red tape for them. If you want to put a structure, you must have at least 5 million to put up that structure. But we as the Black Farmers Association, we have managed to change SAPRA's mind to come up with a strategy of pre-license. They need to give black people pre-licenses. Mm-hmm. So that that are guaranteed and bankable, so that black people can manage or be able to get investors to come and invest for commercial and for wholesale, you know. So we are, yesterday I had a meeting with SAPRA, Professor Helen Rees. Professor Helen Rees, I'm not sure whether it's Professor Helen Rees that is a stumbling block, or the CEO. Because Professor Helen Rees said in a meeting that we had last year that This meeting was held virtually, but it was chaired by a health Mr. Munyai. He is the head of health in the parliament. So Mr. Munyai, in front of her, she made a statement saying she will give the Black Farmers Associations their license that they've applied for before the end of November. Yesterday we did touch on that. And also the CEO of SABRA made a statement in court under oath that she does not take Black people serious. Dr. Boitumelo Simete, she made that statement when she was trying to oppose our march or interdict our march. That is what she wrote there. So the traditional healers, your Rastafarians, all our affiliates were very upset about that. And we did write a letter to Helen Rees to ask her to take action, remove the CEO from the office. Because if the CEO does not take Black people serious, it means that there will never be transformation or any good news that will come out of the office of the CEO.
Dr. Lennox, you know, this is obviously the challenge that we're faced with now, because in an attempt to make the conversation as balanced as possible, we're now unable to do so because we wanted to hear from SABRA's perspective. But I'd like for you to outline for us what the challenges are. So you've mentioned the issue of licensing, and the question is, What does it stop Black farmers from being able to do, right? So, for example, the draft master plan focuses on both hemp and dacha as well. I think you were starting to yes. lead into that in particular. So if you could just get a bit granular as to how you are limited as an association.
Okay, let me take you, back a few steps. You see, there is medicinal licenses are for people, allows people to be able to sell their cultivation for money in other countries for medicinal use, because currently, as things are, you cannot sell any cannabis in South Africa. It's only for export. Now that line, SABRA opened it for the privilege, not for those that were planting it. Even our traditional leaders are crying over this. And also, no compliance of BEE was applied. Now, this recreational system that they are giving to the agriculture sector and the hemp, there's no money to be made there. Money is to be made on the medicinal side, of which that medicinal side, we are locked out because of using that Act of 1965. Act of 1965 is an apartheid act. There was no democracy in 1965. And also, if you go to 21C, 22C of the Medicine Act, it does not say Black people must be excluded. There's nothing say that, but they exclude us because of the money. It's only now that SABRA agrees and they see that they have to give people pre-licenses. And now the agriculture is given permits. With a permit, you are not going to be able to make money. It's for recreational.
Mm-hmm.
You see? And for those that don't have the know-how or don't have the understanding that to own a permit, You cannot sell what you are planting. You see, there is no money at all. You need to do the medicinal one, of which we as Bifasa, we have engaged with the SAPRA several times. It's only now that we have opened their eyes and ears, starting to do the right thing. Yesterday we had a meeting, and that meeting was fruitful.
Mm-hmm.
SAPRA is starting now to change their tone towards this licensing thing, opening now for the association to come forward and do more presentations of our licenses that we have submitted to them.
Mm-hmm.
But those that are licenses, I want to make it straight. Those that are going to get licenses, permits from agriculture, they are not going to make money, I'm telling you. Money is with the medicinal plant. And that medicinal plant, all companies that are given there, it's white companies. And we are going to challenge that because there was no black economic empowerment that was applied. Whereas our preamble of the Constitution stated clear, if you don't abide by that, then it means you are a criminal.
Mm-hmm.
You see? So that case, it's a case that is coming. We are going to speak to Minister Kubai and ask her to look at that, because that is another capture on its own, because billions are going to leave the country again, you see? So I want to put it straight.
You want to speak to Minister Kubai in her role as? She's wearing multiple hats currently.
As the acting Minister of Health. You see, we did bring this to DG Buthelezi. Buthelezi is taking his own time to come to the point.
All right, let me take some calls, Dr. Lennox. Dr. Lennox Mshari, who is the president of the Black Farmers Association of South Africa, joining us now on the line. We are talking about the cannabis master plan, and your calls are coming in on 0861 987 000. As I said at the beginning of the hour, we were set to be speaking to SAPRA as well, but they pulled out right at the last minute. Let's hear from Billy in Rustenburg. Hi, Billy.
Hi, how are you?
All right, thanks, Billy.
You know what is painful about our country? Is that there is no concerted program or project about the agenda of black people. We are apologetic. We don't need what you call black economic empowerment. That is nonsense. We must run the state if we want to run the state. If we have a program or a project to uplift the life of our people, we must implement it. We don't need to negotiate it, as if it's CODESA or whatever sunset laws. We must have that in place. Now, our professionals are protesting, holding meetings. Ordinary people are protesting. People are banning things because we don't have a state. That's very painful, and it's a reality of life. And one thing that I must also emphasize on, we have, as black people, from many centuries ago, we have always allowed our things to be questioned. We have always allowed, no black person question white medicine. By the question, our medicine or our initiatives all the time. And they take our medicine and resell it to us, our plants, and develop medicines and resell it to us. But when we want to use it the way we want to use them, I mean, when we lived many years before this big nosis came here, there was no crisis. Now, all of a sudden, we have a government that is non-existent. We need to rethink these things and think radically and progressively. Otherwise, I'm telling you, we are in the deep end. This government that we have today is not interested in any upliftment of any black person in any profession. They take advice from these big noses, and I know, I can tell you for a fact, I know many of them, including Cyril Ramaphosa, they are surrogates of white people. They'd rather be advised by a plumber who's white than a doctor who's black. That's how these people are so disgusting. I'm so disgusted by all of them combined. I don't know what they stand for. I don't know if you guys know what they stand for. I don't know what is their project or program. I don't know if you guys know that. Maybe you can advise me. All of them combined.
Billy in Rustenburg, let's leave it there. Let's go to first lesson here from Michael. Hi, Michael.
Good evening, Sebe. Good evening to the doctor there.
Evening.
Sebe, you know, to be black, Sebe. That's why South African women don't even want to marry us, because we are so poor and the government makes us further poorer. They'll rather go for foreigners, because here we are being suppressed first by the government, secondly, by white people. Look at the doctor. This man is educated, but he's speaking about BEE. When we were in control from time immemorial of this herb, we don't need BEE with this herb. All that we need is there's a master plan to actually have mass produce, to industrialize this herb. That's what we need. We need land so that we can actually expand on the produce of this herb. We don't need BEE here. And if the government is pro-black, it will invest its money that we pay tax on to black developers of this produce. I don't think now we should be begging when it comes even to this. We don't want any share in their company. We already are in control. Why should we now have white people shepherding us all? Why must we involve white people in this?
At the scale.
Why are they here in this business now? Because it didn't belong to them. It belonged to us. Why are they in the forefront now? I don't understand. You see, here, ukuba abantu abamnyama bayibona le nto le, kuzahlupheka thina, kuhlupheka abantwana bethu, nesizukulwane sethu. Apha, sisentluphekweni, asizokutshintsha. Le ANC ayiyo abantu abamnyama, yeyabelungu le ANC. Futhi umlungu omnyama uCyril Ramaphosa nguye osikhokheleyo, ekhokhela thina esiseliweni, ehamba namabhulu. Enkosi.
Michael in First Lewis. Dr. Lennox?
Hi.
Shared sentiments. It's also just the issue around at the scale at which you're looking for this to happen at, that's where it's prohibitive. That's where, I mean, if you're doing it in your backyard, to your point, it's not going to achieve the wealth, the economic prosperity that your members of your association are looking for.
Yes. I have engaged AFASA, NAFU. I have engaged, we are partners, Black Farmers Association and FUSA, the president of FUSA, Ronnie McKenzie. The two associations are planning to take SAPRA to court for what they did. If they don't apply or abide by the constitution of South Africa, and give licenses to those rich boys of Stellenbosch. We don't know whether when they were donating those 1 billion in return, they were given these licenses by SAPRA. We don't know that. But what we know, what they have done to the country is theft and capture. So we are going to take SAPRA to court. But before we take SAPRA to court for those licenses to be revoked, we are going first to speak to the minister. We don't want to jump the gun.
Mm-hmm.
We will have a meeting with the minister because the minister have to come. And I am going to speak to the steering committee that I'm a chairperson of that was newly formed. That steering committee consists of AFASA, NAFU, BIFASA, and FUSA and AGRI-SA is also sitting there. I will speak to them to be also part of taking SAPRA to court. And I've got damning evidence that was said by SAPRA to us about the previous minister, that the instructions came from the previous minister, the suspended minister, Dr. Mkhize, that they must give licenses to the white people that they have given. So all those licenses, we had marches telling SAPRA to withdraw all those licenses of the Stellenbosch boys and the others that they have given these licenses. And I fully agree with this other gentleman that was emotional. Traditional leaders themselves are crying. They are not included. Rastafarians are not included. Traditional healers are not included in this. Associations are not, Black Farmers Associations are not even consulted. All of us, we are not consulted, you see? So, as I was saying before, it's the first time now SAPRA is trying to turn, but what's wrong is wrong, and we want SAPRA to revoke all licenses that they have given to white people without following the Constitution of South Africa. And also, as I said, the CEO, we will have a march to remove the CEO from office, Dr. Boitumelo Simete, because she said in black and white, she does not take black people serious and accuse us of breaking things at SAPRA, whereas we've never done so. There was not even a single case when we marched to SAPRA, complaints of breaking anything. So we have to remove her so that there can be transformation at SAPRA. There are other foot soldiers that are there, those that are doing the inspections to give licenses to white people. Those people also, we will deal with them later. But we are going to remove first the CEO of SAPRA, Dr. Boitumelo Simete.
Dr. Lennox, we're going to have to leave it there. And I appreciate you for honoring our invitation. Dr. Lennox Mshaka, who is the president of the Black Farmers Association of South Africa. We had confirmed the folks from SAPRA. They pulled out last minute, but there's so much more. There's so much more for us to unpack here, and we could not do that in a balanced way because of that reason. But it is our promise that we will do so, and get to the heart of various issues and hear from all sides, right? Because that's also very critical to hear. Before we close it off completely, Bradley in Rustenburg, let's hear from you. Hi.
Hi, I'm actually a first-time caller. Nice to be on the show, and I want to say hi to everybody. Look, I think it's a good thing that what the people say in SAPRA, it's not even, there are no show, because I feel there's nothing that they were going to say to convince me as a young black person in South Africa today. Therefore, I'm of the view, and I came to the conclusion by myself that as the youth, we should make sure that in 2021 or 2022, we cause another June 16 uprising that will transform our lives. And that is something that I'm going to die for. The policies of this country right now is doing nothing for the young black person, whether I want to get into mining, whether I want to get into farming, nothing is happening because we have nothing. Those people, Stellenbosch, Warawara, they got the licenses because they have money. And that's the honest truth. Money makes money. I'm tired of walking around with this defeated mentality because we don't have the money as young black people to make money. We're talking about 5 million, the doctor mentioned, just for license. Where am I going to get 5 million? I don't even know where to go. But I'm hungry. I'm hungry to make a success of, for myself and for my family and for the future generation so we can end the scourge of poverty. But the bigger part of this whole thing is it seems that black people are only good to smoke this weed. That is it. Not grow it, not make money from it. Thank you, my sister.
Bradley in Rustenburg.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.